amateur reviewing movies for the show. Four guys and a movie.
Hello everyone, it's 4am once again, and that means it's time for the 4am inbox, where me and my friends go over our email and see what you guys had to say. Alright, I'm your host as always, Tony. Joining with me today is...
Brian.
Rob.
And Joe.
Alright, Rob, let's reach into the sack and see what we got.
Well, you know, I shaved recently, so it's pretty clean. What else would you like to know?
Ew. Ew. But, first thing we should probably do today is, we should probably, go over a contest.
Oh, yeah, we had a contest.
That's right.
Dang, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
After mentioning it every day for the past 5 months.
Well, I was just going to say, that's the prize that everyone has won that we don't have to mention friggin' Franchise Month anymore.
Congratulations, everybody.
Yay. But you know what? You can still call our Google voicemail at 203-787-8946.
Just to say hello.
Just to say hello. Yeah.
Why not? We want to hear from you.
Rant with it.
We want to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, so today we found out who won our contest.
Who did win our contest, Brian?
So we had nine entries, was it?
Nine official entries. And you know what? You guys were awesome. We thank you so much for participating. Even though, you know, you 10th guy out there, you wimped out at the end. That's fine. That's cool. We'll have more contests in the future. But to everybody that actually did enter, we're really grateful. It's really nice to actually hear from you guys, hear from people that are actually listening to the podcast and just people that, you know, listen to and support our podcast. It's actually a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you to all of you who, called in. And for that 10th guy, Eric, I'm so disappointed in you.
But everybody else, you're all winners in our hearts.
Yes, you are. But only one of you truly is a winner. So do we want to say who that person is? Who wants the honor?
Well, we had a pretty lengthy discussion. Mm-hmm. We went over all the entries. We talked about it. We went on
We used a scientific process.
We did use a...
I mean, it was a process.
Yes.
scientific method.
I mean, it's remedial science.
Yeah, it was quite basic.
There were some math involved. Yeah.
So basically, the way it broke down is we took all of your entries. We had a level of interest on our part, which we would grade from a 1 to a 4, four just because that's the nature of our podcast.
Four guys also, in a movie.
Exactly. So we went interest from 1 to 4, how interested we are in actually seeing this franchise. We would go with an argument of 1 to 4, which is how good your arguments were. Most of you guys, maybe it's our fault we didn't really explain it as well as we could have, but not really a lot of people actually argue their case. It was more just like, hey, this is what I choose. And that's fine. That's kind of why we did this, to kind of figure things out on how to do contests. This is our first venture out into real, like, actual contest situation. So we're still just kind of figuring out how things work. And I think we have a better idea now. And
point is, we don't blame you.
Right. No, never.
We blame us.
And then, of course, entries that got multiple entries got extra points for that. So we did it on a grading system like that.
Done for those of you that recruited your family to get involved.
Right. But after the numerical grading system, we just kind of, sat around and talked about it and figured out what actually we feel would work best for us, what we were most interested in, and what we feel was the best effort put forth by you guys.
Plus, it was cool to hear what each of us was thinking about all the movies that were suggested.
So. Oh, absolutely.
Agreed.
So, that said,
all right,
there can be only one.
And the winner is? Anyone?
So, the winner is Ip Man from Rich. Rich, thank you so much for your calling. Your movie had the best argument out of all the ones that were given, and then also had the best interest, close to the best interest, which was just enough to put it over the edge. So, Ip Man is the winner.
Yeah.
So, you get to watch a whole month of that, plus we get to watch your extra movie.
Yes.
Let's find out what that is.
Yeah, so what I'm going to play for you guys now is the actual entry from Rich, so you can hear the franchise as well as the extra movies.
Hey guys, it's Rich here. Other than calling in for Franchise Month, other than Best of the Best, you guys really haven't had a chance to do a solid martial arts movie, well, that and Karate Kid. So for Franchise Month, I think you guys should do the Ip Man movies. Coming from someone with about 5 or 6 years of kung fu training experience. These are by far the best choreographed martial arts films I've ever seen. Yeah, the second and the third ones aren't always as good as the first. And the third one has Mike Tyson in it, which is good and a little bit bad. But I think that they're fantastic movies. I think you guys would have a lot of fun watching them. I know a bunch of you guys have probably seen the first one. The second one's really good. And I actually haven't seen the third one yet, so I think it would be fun. Hopefully you guys pick those movies. My movie besides the franchise would probably be Warrior. That's with Tom Hardy and well, I can't remember who else is in it. But it's a great MMA movie. Kind of like Rocky, and it's really, really awesome. So I don't know. I hope you guys pick my franchise, and thanks. Love listening to you, and see ya.
All right, so great job, Rich. Thank you so much.
All right, so that means we're watching Warrior.
Yeah, we're going to watch three Ip Man movies.
That we didn't hear that right and put an S on the end of it and watch The Warriors.
Warriors. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Come out and play it.
Now, to everybody else, just to remind you that all of your extra entries are going to go onto a list that we will roll at the end of franchise month and actually have one of your, single select movies chosen at random for our next episode.
So your efforts were not in vain.
Yes.
Correct.
And I actually have seen all three of the Ip-Man movies.
Oh, nice. Shit.
Including the Mike Tyson one. What do I've you seen that do fight. With your time?
I've seen that fight.
Yeah, they're all solid. They're all solid.
We shall see.
All right.
Have you seen Warrior?
Rob, since you've seen it already, your challenge is to count the amount of times he punches a man in the face.
Ooh, that's
through the
be
entire
tough.
Franchise.
You know,
in total.
In the face?
In the face.
Okay, that shouldn't be too difficult. He mostly does chest punching.
That is true.
Does a lot of chest punching.
Fair enough, yeah.
He throws a lot of punches.
He does. He's awesome. Yeah. I'm excited about
There's
it.
There's a lot of chest to face to chest again.
That's true. I may have a hard time
to pay attention to what landed where.
Oh, man.
Can you go through it all frame by frame?
I can. I'm not going to. Oh, my wife approves of our choice.
Nice.
You going to be on the
listener requested, Sharon approved.
You going to be in on franchise month with us?
I'll shout from the
kitchen.
Cool.
Great. All right. Where you belong.
The views and opinions expressed by Margarita Rob are his own and not those of 4AM Podcast.
Okay.
Just want to point that out.
You guys couldn't have been surprised by that.
I knew it was coming.
I was going to say, eat your Dorito, but he beat me to it, so I couldn't, like.
No, he had that locked and loaded. Yeah, was
that's my secret. I eat the Doritos first. And then
he's adapting.
But, all right, so cool. So, Rich won. I keep hitting my fist.
And you didn't want to do Tremors? All right. Never mind. I'm kidding, because adapting. Never mind.
Honestly, there were a lot of really solid entries this time. Contest. Thank you. And it was pretty tight at the end there. It was pretty close, especially with the multiple entries. Again, really, that was good.
Strength
job.
In numbers is hard to overcome.
We brought this up a bit before, but I will also mention for anyone that is interested, a good majority of these movies are on our list already and should come up eventually.
Yeah. Also, we did do the first Tremors movie.
We did. We did the first one.
Episode two of our podcast.
Yeah. All the way back then.
With the worst audio quality of any episode.
And that episode's available on YouTube.
It is available on YouTube. That's true.
Well, look at that.
But what else do we have going on?
We have some emails in this bag, don't we?
I think we have the email.
We do have the email. Yes. Speaking of Rich, and by the way, that it was Rich held no bearing on the choices of this contest.
Can we just call this the Rich episode?
Yeah, it is.
It's the richest episode ever.
In fairness, though, he deserves
embarrassment
this
of
episode.
Riches.
He deserves this.
We've put him through a lot.
You know what you do, Rich, and I gotta say, now that you're off of vacation, we got a lot of work for you.
I was just gonna say,
like 25 pounds from all the ice cream he ate.
I hope you enjoyed all that vacation time because you're back to work, buddy. Yeah.
So we do have an email here. I may end up passing this around a little bit, so I don't have to read all of it. But all right, maybe it would be safer if I just read all of it. So yeah, this is from Rich to us.
I'll fumble through it if I have to.
Basically, over the course of these nearly 100 episodes, we've been asking this poor guy all the questions that we are too, A, stupid, or B, lazy to actually go out and...
A little bit more B than A.
Maybe, a C, all of the above.
Yeah. I can only speak for myself, I guess. But yeah, all of the above.
Some of column A, try all of column B.
So like every episode we have dumb questions about this or that. And this guy actually went out of his way and got some answers for us. So without further ado, this is the email. Hey guys, Rich here. It's been a while. Been keeping in touch with Brian these past few months. And if you ask him, this email is long overdue. Wanted to start off by saying I've been keeping up with every episode. You guys constantly keep me laughing throughout my mundane work week, and I don't know what I'd do to keep my sanity otherwise. That being said, ever since my Peter Pan email, I've noticed I've become the resident fact checker. Yeah. Congrats, buddy.
I'd like to applaud and the job is yours.
I don't think he applied.
He didn't apply.
No, that Peter Pan Peter Pan email was his application.
I was casting couch.
Overqualified.
Do I have to?
Yes.
I'd like
you
to break
the job. Don't all you?
Right, everybody.
Well, I right,
we're never going to get
tried
to
so hard. Tried right. so hard.
I'd like to, so far.
Tony.
Sorry.
I'd like to break my silence today. Unbeknownst to all of you, I've kept a checklist of every question you guys have asked for me to answer. And I plan on delivering. Here goes. 1. How much did Pray for Death make? I spent 3 hours on Saturday searching multiple box office database websites trying to figure this out. There was no trace of how much money this movie made when it got released.
I'm with you, buddy. I tried.
Yeah, Tony spent like 15 minutes searching?
Easily.
According to the Pray for Death Wikipedia page, the budget was $4 million. I went about 10 pages deep in Google searches and no sites have its return amounts. Weird. I don't think it's that weird. I think it's a movie called Pray for Death. Mm. I don't think anybody bothered.
More importantly, I have the sneaking suspicion that's one of those movies that probably had like 4 or 5 different titles at one time. So, yeah.
Transformers the movie. What are the physics of a robot kicking another robot screaming in from outer orbit? I don't even remember half of these questions.
I don't either.
All right, so we go into some smart people talk here. Joe, you
Rich's
may
smart guy.
Yeah, Joe and Brian may understand. I'm gonna just let myself read.
Tony
this.
Might too.
He might. I am just hoping I can pronounce most of these words.
Get on with it,
Joseph. I will come at you like a spider monkey.
I love them.
Let's use it as an example. A space shuttle reentry. We'll say the space shuttle is a transformer. All right, so you know. Mm-hmm. We'll call him
Skylinks
Shuttlecock.
Shuttlecock. Okay. Yeah, perfect.
According to NASA, a space shuttle re-entering the atmosphere does so at around 17.5 thousand miles an hour.
Holy shit.
It weighs 165,000 pounds. If we convert that for stand measurements, we have 75 kilograms moving at 7,800 meters per second. Very rough math, not taking acceleration into account. This means weight at rest. Speed now equals about 1.3 million pounds. Convert that to tons to get an idea. Then a transformer diving towards another from space would weigh about 645 tons at that speed. The transformer at rest, kicking the other transformer while coming into orbit, would have to kick its leg out faster than the object coming at it, so greater than 645 tons per meter per second.
It's fucking hard.
Long story short, its entire body would have to be made out of adamantium. Its leg, torso, and the metal joint. I like how he uses a non-existent metal.
I know. Yeah. I was going to say, like, vibranium.
Unobtainium.
Or organic metal that grows.
Oh, wait. Unobtainium is a real thing now.
Yeah, it is.
Because scientists are stupid.
Because it's funny.
Wait.
I guess.
Okay.
Its leg, torso, and the metal joints that connect them together would all have to be able to withstand 645 tons of force per meter per second. And it would have to kick faster than that to be able to not only stop the incoming transformer, but also make it move in a path different than the one it was already on. Physics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, let that go when you're watching the movie, because otherwise you'll...
Well, I mean, let's break it down like this. Hey, you're watching a movie about cars that turn into robots. The
What's
end.
What's wrong with you?
Every...
I go there.
Yeah, I wish you could see Rob's face when Joe said that. Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I'm just instigating now. I'm sorry.
I had to quickly weigh the options of whether or not I just wanted to finish my beer or break the bottle now.
I thought you were just going to throw it out my head.
Yeah. Can we back this up just a little? Do we know which one this was?
Transformers movie, I'm assuming, is the cartoon movie.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's the one where
that's what I thought.
When they were coming in.
I don't remember who kicks who in from outer space, though.
Wasn't when they were crashing.
Was it when Devastator kicked one of the Dinobots? Is that maybe what it was? Or
yeah, but they weren't even in orbit, though. They'd already, like, entered the atmosphere. They were just hovering, weren't they?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Next.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It really doesn't matter.
Be more timely, Rich.
All right, well, this one is...
Don't throw shade at them. He put all this effort and work in. Yeah. Don't throw shade at them.
Right. I just think it's really funny to be mean to
him. I'm just going
to
start reading.
Sorry.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the name of the donated Fat Chat snack. You described it as kitty litter. Well, let's clarify. I described it as kitty litter. As soon as you said popcorn with chocolate, I had an idea as to what it was. I believe you were eating moose tracks. Now, I thought we already had this clarified for us, what this was.
We did.
We did, but it was after. And this is
been
doing this for a while.
The suppliers of the snack informed us of it.
What was it called?
Moose knuckle.
I got the moose knuckle. Yeah. I got the buffalo knuckle right here.
The old buff knuckle.
I got an old buffalo soldier. So what was it called? Because I didn't pay attention because I like kitty litter better, honestly.
I honestly kind of forgot, but I think
it was moose tracks.
It was moose tracks or something to that extent. Yeah.
It's kitty litter.
Whatever.
That's canon now.
Call it what you want.
That's canon now.
One is
by the way, it was delicious.
Yeah, one certainly makes it sound more appealing.
Yes, and again, sort of. I was just teasing Ricky, who was generous enough to send us a Fat Chat snack. Nice. If anyone out there wants to send us a Fat Chat snack, please do so, knowing that I will make fun of you.
You didn't make fun of Stacey's snack machine.
That's different.
You're a bad person.
Anyway, American Ninja 2, what is the movie location? Two-part answer. The movie wanted you to think that it was filmed located in the Caribbean. It was actually filmed in South Africa in Cape Town.
Okay.
Cape Town?
Cape Town. Not Cape Town. That's where we are now.
It's cake? Oh, by the way, I finished the rest of that cake in like a sitting.
No.
I ate one piece on its own, and the rest finished in a sitting the other night.
You know, part of me was like, I wonder if Brian's going to bring that back next week.
No.
I knew better than that.
When was it? Wednesday. I ate the rest of it.
But the problem was, like, I felt so gross last week, and I felt so bad because I wanted that cake so badly.
You should have kept some of it.
Makes feeling better. Like, I hated myself while I did it. So
yeah, but the other thing is, I had no room in my refrigerator. Mm. Like, none. So I was like, I have to take the gamble.
I'm single, so my fridge is just old food and
it's
like
just beer.
Like legit, that's it. So
that's, that's fine.
Plenty
of beer here, Brian.
It's not voluntary.
All right.
Beer, condiments, and whatever I ordered.
The Christmas last special. Night. Four guys in an inbox. Krampus movie reference. You guys referenced the Krampus horror flick during the special.
That was probably me.
Okay. I noticed that you talked about who Krampus was in the film, but there's actual historical lore behind the name Krampus.
Yeah
we know that mostly.
Yeah.
Like Satan is to God, Krampus is to Santa Claus.
Yes.
I thought they worked together.
So no, Krampus I guess arguable, but I believe Santa visits the good children to give them presents, and Krampus visits the bad children to take their thumbs.
But that's not, okay, I don't want to get theological here, but that's not how Satan and God... So that would imply that Krampus was like a disgruntled elf. He's just like,
that would be funny though. Like.
He's that one poor bastard in that old elf bowling game.
That could entirely be the case. I don't know that much about the lore, but he could be a disgruntled elf.
But he does originate from Germanic folklore.
Yes.
And he roams the streets in Saint Nick fashion, and kitties are bad. He throws them in a sack, takes them home, and eats them for dinner.
Okay, yeah.
Rich gives us his favorite Christmas movie. This is not up for discussion.
It's Rich's favorite, regardless of what you think of a Christmas movie or not.
It says, depends on his mood, but either Trading Places or Bad Santa.
Okay.
All right, I guess.
There's not much to discuss there. That's a good call.
Trading Places is amazing.
Yeah, did we somehow miss including Bad Santa in our Christmas list?
I don't want to. Okay.
No, that's.
I'm happy with everyone's opinion about anything. They're entitled to it. I don't want to ever see Bad Santa again in my entire life.
It's fine.
I thought that movie was hot garbage full of urine and diarrhea.
Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa. Fuck me, Santa.
I didn't want to see a Transformers movie again in the rest of my life, but I had the deal.
Yeah.
And you had a few more on the list.
Yeah, four there's more. A few more on the list, yeah.
Four more. Four more. It's not about
so far.
It's not all about what you want, Joe. It's about what the people want.
Mm-hmm. No one wants that.
Also, beef jerky time.
Beef jerky? Oh, yeah. Merry New Year!
Beef jerky time!
I don't know why I quote just that character, but I do that sometimes at work.
All right. Clueless. Who sings Making My Way Downtown? That would be Vanessa Carlton.
Yep.
That's it.
All right.
And we were too lazy to look that up.
Well, to be fair, I did look that up, but it was well after we recorded and no one gave a shit anymore.
I was getting confused with Michelle Branch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That was the same problem I had while we were recording. Yeah.
I didn't even know we asked him to look that up.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that.
Don't remember most of these. So, clueless actor, TMNT character lookalike. I can't remember whether it was Zach or Elton, but one of you guys said looked like a character from TMNT, specifically because of the skateboard. That TMNT character was Zach the Neutrino. Now, does that fit?
It was a car he was driving.
It was the car, yeah, right? The car, but didn't I say it was the Neutrino car?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay, all right. I know the Neutrino car, man. That was my favorite Ninja Turtle toy of all. That car was badass.
Yes, and I might have started name dropping the Neutrinos, or may have left that out just because I don't want to be that much of a nerd on air.
Speed 2 Cruise Control. What car does Annie drive? That's a fair question.
Mm-hmm.
Annie drives a yellow Volkswagen thing. It's a Volkswagen thing.
Didn't I mention that as well?
Yeah, I think you actually did.
Did you?
I thought I did.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
But to be fair to Rich, there's a good chance that someone asked Rich to answer this question before I did, and he's just doing his due diligence. Yes. Yeah. No. So good for you, Rich.
I mean, we're not downplaying these answers at all.
No.
We're just, like, it's nice to not feel that stupid all the time.
I'm actually liking Rich all the more for doing all this.
Rich is awesome.
You see a lot of these in Cape Cod. I saw them all the time going there as a kid with my parents. That's cool. So Transformers 2007 was domestic box office gross, $320 million. And he also says, again, screw you, pray for death. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? One of us made a remark about who owns Nickelodeon, Mark Summers? And he answers, no, Viacom does.
Yeah, okay. Clearly, at this point, they're not even directed at him, but well done, Rich.
If someone said, Rich, check it, he checked it.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't even think he...
Use your words wisely.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think someone called Rich out specifically on this one. It was just a rhetorical question. So Rich he's going for bonus points. Well done, Rich.
We'll make you some brownies since you've earned so many brownie points.
None of us cook. I guess Rob does.
No, Rob could make a hell of a batch of brownies.
That is true.
Yes. I have no idea how he's going to get them to you.
Oh, they'll never make it to him. We'll eat them.
Because I'll eat them before that beforehand, but still.
Rich, by the way, Rich, is the best case scenario because otherwise Rob will show up at your house late at night while you're asleep. It's going to get awkward.
Don't do that.
Rich has spent years training his self-defense ability. Yeah, he's already said he's got martial
arts training. I'm not showing up anywhere near.
Nice. At best, he'll leave them on the door and ring the doorbell.
Bad idea.
I may be idiotic, but I'm not stupid.
And he'd be the least of your problems if he showed up at his house unannounced that late at night.
Whoa. Never mind. Final scene with Christopher Lloyd. You asked what non-horror movie gives you nightmares as a kid. For me, that was A Christmas Story, the scene where Flick gets his tongue stuck to the frozen pole. I didn't know what I was looking at when I was a kid and actually thought something was coming out of the pole and they were forcing him to eat it. No, that's, I mean,
yeah. No, yeah,
that's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. That it's just funny to think of, but yeah. All right.
Critical failure request. He said Batman and Robin made my eyes bleed. Okay.
No, it's on there.
You're not alone.
Yeah. I've got a personal thing with that. Mm.
And I just got a call in the middle of the email from Scam Likely. Thanks, Scam Likely.
is it a Burt Macklin villain?
I think it's a Dick Tracy villain. I think. All right. Anaconda. Do snakes ever regurgitate their food with ill intent? From what I've read, this is strictly false. The top reason for snakes regurgitating food is that it's detrimental to their health or not digestible or due to stressful conditions. The latter reason being the snake feels the need to escape from an immediate threat and won't have time to digest what it's eaten. The anaconda spits John Voight back up, it's just to display the snake's tenacious intent.
Yeah.
Escape from LA.
And give him a chance to wink.
Mm. Escape from LA. How much did Kurt Russell make as Snake Plissken? Another fun fact that I did a deep Google find on, only to come up with nothing, unfortunately. Well, he should have done a deep web search. Deep Blue Sea. How many people swim in the ocean versus how many people get Alzheimer's disease?
Oh, man. I forgot about this.
Oh, my God, Rich.
Goddamn,
I'm so sorry.
For Alzheimer's.
I did this at a per-year basis.
Oh, God.
5.3 million people a year get Alzheimer's disease. 75 million people a year swim in the ocean. Well, I think that about wraps up anything you guys asked over the course of my catching up. If I missed anything that you remember, let me know. Otherwise, I'm still here. I continue to enjoy each review. Until next time, guys. Rich.
Thank you, Rich.
Yes. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you for that.
And we love you, Rich. You're amazing.
I'm genuinely humbled by the fact that someone in the audience cares that much.
And don't worry, Rich. We are lazy and or stupid enough that we'll have plenty of work for you.
I was just going to say, we love all the work you've done. You are amazing. Thank you for being a listener. And I'm sorry in advance for all the future questions we're going to dump on you.
I've got two right now. Rich,
oh God.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I think we already asked that.
I know, but he didn't answer it.
Yeah.
So I'm reiterating.
Well, give him time.
Two, what is the best flavor of Dorito?
Oh, okay. Right.
Three, Nestle Crunch?
Yeah, I was going to say, I guess 3-2.0 something. Anyway, what is your list of candy bar rankings, Rich? Let us know.
He said martial arts training. He probably doesn't have candy bar rankings.
He could. I mean, I'm sure he does, but if he wants to put in, I prefer a carrot, that's fine. Write in and tell us that.
No, don't.
Please don't.
I will delete that email upon receiving it.
I'll be so just mad letting, if I find just, out just this being guy real. Likes carrots.
Fuck carrots.
Fuck carrots.
So we also did get another email from William. You guys
also
may remember
William.
Hey, William.
Hey, William.
So he actually sent some screenshots from the Hudson Hawk video game, which we will... which we will put up on our Facebook page. And it is nothing like what I thought I remembered. It looks quite horrific. Once the images load, I'll show you guys.
Okay. Was it NES or SNES?
Oh, it's NES.
NES.
Oh, it's NES. Yeah.
And Game Boy.
The only one I saw was the Game Boy one. Maybe that's why I remembered it, but... yeah, it's pretty bad. And I guess he sent a walkthrough as well.
For the game or the movie?
Yeah, that's about what I expected. Is that Ball Ball?
I think that's got to be Ball Ball.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's Tony when you're done.
What? Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right.
So, yeah.
It's just Kid Nicky, but with a flat top and throwing a ball at... I'm going to say that's a dog.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
It actually... It looks like, for any of you that watch Rick and Morty, when Beth is making that statue of possibly a dog out of horse hooves, that's what this thing looks like.
Whoa, spoiler alert.
I know.
My goodness. But yeah, so that is all the emails we have for this week.
All right. Well, thank you for everyone who wrote in.
Thank you very much.
And thanks again to everybody that called in for the Franchise Month contest.
Oh, definitely. And look for your movie to possibly come up sometime in December, I believe, is when that all drop.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is true.
Yeah, because we're going to give November, it's going to be our franchise month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus our, 100th episode as well. So,
woo, woo.
Yeah.
Woo, woo.
Yeah, 100.
It's that come. Hundo. That hundo.
But yeah, and a special thanks once again to Rich. We really can't thank you enough. That's just, you do amazing work.
And thank you again to William for those awesome pictures.
Yes. Thank you, William. Thank you for your entry and all the work you did to get others to enter as well. thank you guys so much for listening. But till next time, see you then.
Deuces.
Adios.
Bye, guys.
Good night, everybody.
So, I think Brian, Rob, and I all kind of came to the same conclusion of, well, It Man does not score the highest in the interest column. It certainly scores the highest in the argument column by a large margin.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, George Lucas was the only other one that came close in the argument category.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I mean, he's a little biased because, you know, that's his baby.
Yeah, so. They're his movies. I don't think we can even count that one, really.
Sadly, yeah. I mean, and the prequels just don't generate interest.
You think that was actually George Lucas?
Wait, it wasn't?
It sounded just like him.
Yeah, we got celebrities calling in here all the time.
Oh, wow. It sounded like he had a zebra dick in
his
mouth.
Yeah, no, I it sounded like him, but I didn't want to assume. That's, all right.
All right. And then, I don't know, my second place was Indiana Jones with 4 for interest, but the argument wasn't that strong.
Should we just go down the list?
Well, I'll just do that.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right.
So, Indiana Jones, what was everybody's final score?
6.
I get a final score of a 6.
Okay, mine was a 7. Right. Yeah.
I kind of had a 6, too.
That's fine.
I don't know what the scoring system actually is here, but...
Well, it's 1-4.
No, I get that. I just, like... Again,
well, we're seeing how close we were.
No, I understand, but it was like argument, but a lot of people just didn't have an argument, so
right, I
just
kind of got a low score.
Yeah, that's okay. How that worked out.
Okay.
All right, maybe I should just...
So, Tremors number 1.
Mm-hmm.
So, I counted this as like, this was my base for the from Tremors spoiler. We had a few call-ins for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we already did a Tremors movie, so I'm kind of like, my interest is kind of low on this one.
Yeah.
But like...
We did the only good one, as far as I know. Granted, I've only seen Tremors 2, so...
I've seen 2 and 3, but not any after that.
I think there's only... No, there's 2 more after that, I believe, right?
Yeah, because there was the initial worms, then, like, they got
the
feet.
The heat-seekers.
I mean, the heat-seeker ones, yeah, and then like, they were flying in the other one.
Those they're called butt blasters.
Fuck.
It's not helping the case at all.
My interest for this movie was really, really low. But caller William had a better argument than some of the other ones.
He had a family effort.
quite a brilliant tactic for sure.
Yeah, which so his argument plus the additional points from others calling in as well gave it for another 6 for me.
Yeah, overall. I got 6. I gave it a 6 as well.
I gave it a 5.
Yeah,
I
ended up at a 6 also.
Right.
Now the second caller for Tremors, Suzanne.
Sounded kind of nice.
She did sound kind of nice, and we're gonna we have to be careful not to objectify anyone when we're having this discussion. But
look, I got 2 shout-outs, so whatever.
Yeah, you did. You did get 2 shout-outs, and you got 3, right? Because I mean, didn't you get?
I don't think Will told him to keep off. I think just the ladies told him.
Yes,
so
stay off.
I'll take it.
I think Will knew what he was doing.
I guess so. Well, maybe he didn't because. You know, it's causing a bit of strife right now. I think you lost points. You had us by having, you know, a female that sounds, you know, around our age call in. Like, that's a pretty high...
Do you want some Doritos, Rob?
No, I think I'm good.
You okay for that?
I'll tell you when I need Doritos.
All right.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Do we need to lower that mic for it?
I gave all of these a 6.
Yeah, I didn't even.
Yeah,
I counted the first one as the base one.
Yeah, that's base.
Added to it.
Yeah, that's
the same. Yeah, here. I mean, honestly, the second Tremors call got a 7.
Right.
just for that
extra reason. Lady
really
point.
Like Susan's voice.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I'm gonna say that 3 Shell Joe, calling with the Ernest franchise, I gave both a 1 in interest and an argument.
Okay,
sorry, Joe. But you basically were just like, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, no, I gave him a little higher because he there were a lot of Ernest movies to pick from, and he picked specific ones for, you know, a certain reason.
Yep.
And then there was enthusiasm there.
Yeah.
Mm. And I gave enthusiasm a high mark in the argument category.
It might just be post-earnest shock from last week.
Well, yeah. And I think that's really...
Also, I think alarms went off in my head and were like, nope.
I mean, yeah, that's, unfortunately, that's working against him right now. But, yeah. Because it was... It got low on interest level for me as well. But I gave him more for the argument because, again, like, not only did he pick specific ones, but, like, he seemed to have picked a good sampling of the Ernest movies. You know,
I'll boost his argument up to a 3. He went from a 2 to a 4.
Yeah, you get goes to camp and saves Christmas, which are on the higher... Or jail, one of the most famous ones. And then he threw in, you know, goes to Africa. Just because I'm sure he knows he wants us to suffer a little.
That's all I'm saying is if Ernest goes to camp, had that base level of...
White supremacy.
I can't imagine what's in Africa. I can't imagine.
Which I gotta be honest,
that one's gonna be.
That one got the most interest out of me, out of all the Ernest movies. Well, because I think it's one of the most recent ones, right? One of the more recent ones, I guess.
One of the more recent ones.
It's one of the last ones that came out.
I think Slam Dunks is the last.
He plays basketball.
Yeah, he does.
Does he play with Air Bud? Or
I don't know. That's where I had cut myself off from the franchise.
Let me get a drink.
For what it's worth, what I've seen of Ernest Goes to Africa, I got a good portion of the way in. There wasn't blackface yet, so you got that.
So you watched it.
Huh? I watched some of it.
Okay.
I was looking up stuff about Ernest Goes to Camp, and I happened to come across Ernest Goes to Africa in its entirety on YouTube. So I was like, hey, let's put this on in the background while I do some stuff.
Tony found Ernest Goes to Africa. I found Ernest fan fiction.
But yeah, it's amazing what you'll find.
Not attempted to look for Ernest at all.
They got a low score for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, it was on the low end.
How about Lee with the third Tremors call-in?
That's 6. Oh. That's the same as...
Well, yeah, we said we kind of grouped them all together, so...
Okay.
Props to all of them, and I love the effort and enthusiasm.
Yeah, I do appreciate the family involved. Effort.
Yeah. But, again, as Joe pointed out, we did the better of the Tremor movies.
Yeah.
Arguably the best of the Tremor movies so far. While I think they'd be interesting to do... I'm not super eager to jump on that bomb right now.
Did Kevin Bacon come back for the 6th?
No, he did not.
Oh, I heard he was going to or something.
No. He
was
his buddy there,
Fred Ward, yeah.
Shows up for another
Burt
one.
Ward would have been awesome, too.
the kid, Kenny, was it, right? The annoying kid?
Yeah.
He's in a couple of them.
Cool.
And Burt Gummer's in most of them. Possibly all of them.
Yeah. So next is Ip Man on the list, which I think we've all...
Got an idea.
Yeah.
They should make a Tremors versus Sharknado, and it could be like land, sea, and air.
I mean...
Tremornado. Like a tornado of Tremors and a tornado of sharks fighting each other.
Give it time. That's pretty much it. Yeah. Just give it time. Sci-Fi Channel's just going to be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we all feel about the Muppets movies?
I have mild interest. I have to say I've only seen Muppets. Whatever that one is where they have to drive across country or whatever.
I think that's all of them.
Oh, shit. There was one I've never seen. Well, has, what's the name, riding a bike?
Kermit?
No.
Fozzie.
Fozzie Bear is like, he's walking and riding a bike like that and he gets picked up.
I don't remember which one that is.
I've only seen one all the way through. The rest I've seen pieces of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen pieces of the Muppets movies.
Really? Wow. Yeah, see, this one, I'm kind of waning on my interest, because it really depends on which Muppet movies we choose.
Well, I mean,
you probably would be the one picking which ones we watch.
Okay. That's, because, yeah, like, there's the better ones, like the Muppet Movie, or, you know, Great Muppet Caper, Muppets Take Manhattan. There's also Muppets Go to Space, Muppets.
Well, I was thinking
Oz or something. Whatever.
I mean,
Yellow Brick Road or Prison.
Wait and see.
That's a big Twinkie. So, I was thinking. All right, so here's kind of what I was thinking. Like, we could do I mean, I don't think we're going to end up on Muppets anyway, so it's not really what we're talking about, but we should do one of the old ones, one of the new ones, Muppet Treasure Island, because that's specifically what was asked for.
Yeah, so, okay, how about Muppet Treasure Island, maybe the Muppets, the new, or do we want to do Muppets Most Wanted?
I mean, we're not watching Muppet movies, because I don't think it's going to
head in that direction, but I have some ideas for down the road, so we'll just leave it.
I don't know, because this feels weird, because kind of, depending on what we pick, might influence... the score.
I don't think it's going to
influence your score.
Whose score, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? How about this? How about we add a few Muppet movies to a list? Like, pick a few.
Yeah,
we'll put totally them on there. All right. Apparently, there's enough interest, they should be on the list.
Muppet's Treasure Island's on the list now, just for you, Stacy.
Next up is the entirety of the MCU, which is a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, you could do good and... Well, actually, wait. MCU, is that Iron Man on?
Yeah.
That's actually technically
The Incredible Hulk on.
The Incredible Hulk, yes.
Okay. Which I never saw.
The Ed Norton joint?
You're not missing much.
I mean, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah,
the Hulk's one of those superheroes I don't care about.
That's actually one where I'm a little disappointed we didn't, you know, venture more into that. Like, you didn't get a sequel from it.
It's a fun movie.
Actually, I take that back. Avengers Hulk I did like.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm like, if we could have, you know... gotten like another movie in there to get to more Avengers type Hulk.
Yeah.
We could have had something, but yeah, that was their first, you know, stepping out, and it was a kind of a wobbly step, so they just kind of abandoned it.
And Paramount still owns the rights to the Hulk.
Mm. All right.
Or the movie rights anyhow.
This one had high interest from me, but the argument was basically like, do it, it'd be great.
Yeah.
So
low argument.
That kind of crossed it.
The same here.
So staying in the Marvel Universe, but, you know, we have the X-Men film franchise.
And this is why this one topped out a bit more for me. Mm. Like I said, I think this one, there's good movies to be watched. There's bad movies to be watched.
But there's more of the latter, in my opinion.
Like for me, for...
I think it's about equal.
I felt like for podcast purposes... The first X-Men movie fits pretty well because, like, it was one when it came out. Most of us were right on board with it because it was X-Men movie. Mm-hmm. Hadn't seen it before. It was awesome. But then when you rewatch it as you're older, you're like, So I think it kind of fits with the theme of the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when he said Last Stand had to be on the list, I was like, ugh.
Well, that one hurt.
Yeah.
That one hurt. See, this is also where I would argue, like, if we want to push it, we franchise could include more, and we could do a fourth one if we want to kind of bounce back with one of the better later ones.
That's all the same universe.
Yeah.
That's all the same universe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, we, you know, he's basically requesting we do the first three, but we could bounce back with a fourth one, and then we'd end on a better note than Last Stand, but still get it in there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, my interest in the X-Men franchise just isn't that high.
Yeah. Mine's reasonably high, but again, the argument, that didn't win any points with me.
Yeah, well, again, I think that's a bit more failing on our part, perhaps, but the argument in my head, I guess, the argument I made for it is
you made a good argument for it. Yeah.
I get more points.
I could argue up Indiana Jones. I could argue up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Like, if I'm doing that, like, I'm dropping another 3 points from everything on the board, because most people didn't have much to say.
Yeah. So, George Lucas called in, but he recommended his own movies, so I think that disqualified him.
Yeah, that's a party foul.
Yeah. I mean, he had a good argument, but my interest in the prequels, it's in negative numbers, which isn't even possible to give.
Mine's not negative numbers, but... My interest is in YouTube of the prequels.
Yeah.
So, like, there's one that, like, cuts out most of them. It's just, like, a fight scene.
Yeah.
Someone says, Jar Jar says something stupid and falls and gets hurt. And then fight scenes. And then, like, it's over. That was all three movies.
Too. Yeah. like, abridge them. Because literally, like...
Oh, the music, yeah. So the music's playing because the music, I still like most of it.
The second movie is literally, like, if you could just cut out the entire first hour and just have the Geonosis battle, it would be awesome movie. Right.
Actually, if they just had, like, an intermission for those prequels where they just replayed the scroll and the theme song, that might have helped a little bit. You just get that, you know, that shot of endorphins. Yeah. You're just like, okay, okay, you can do this.
Yeah, for me, like, there's certainly plenty to talk about there, but probably nothing that hasn't been said. Yeah,
but it's not
before.
A real entry. So it's
yeah, and well, and I feel like everyone, like Tony said, everyone has kind of done that today.
If we want to revisit that at some other point, I might be up to it. But as far as this goes,
it's
I don't
like. I remember it sucked then. It's still gonna suck now.
Right. So Tony,
yeah,
who's your winner?
I told you, the one that squeaks ahead for me was X-Men.
X-Men? Okay. Joe, how about you?
Mine was the one we didn't discuss, was It Man. Because while it didn't win in the interest category, it scored pretty high, and the argument made for it was fairly extensive.
Okay.
Brian, yeah, how about same you? Here. Like my interest in Indiana Jones is higher. Mm-hmm. It Man was my number two, and the argument for this one is better than the argument for Indiana Jones, so this one wins for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, my highest score was It Man as well. Just edging out Indiana Jones, just because my interest in Indiana Jones is so hot. Like, but we just need to add the indie movies to the list.
Yeah,
like,
I believe they're all on there.
Yeah, I think they are already there.
I don't think they are.
We might be missing one. I know Crystal Skull's on the fail list, and I know at least...
I'm pretty sure at least two is on there, and I think Temple of Doom is.
I believe Temple of Doom is...
Actually, either way, we'll Last make Crusade sure they're
might,
all on there.
Yeah, Last Crusade might be the one that isn't on there.
And the X-Men movies are on there too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if all of them are, but they could be.
Yeah, I know The Last Stand's in Critical Failure.
Yeah, and I believe X-Men's on the regular list.
I wouldn't mind doing a month of Indiana Jones movies just for the hell of it, honestly.
We could do that. Yeah. We could revisit this next year. We could do another.
By the rules we laid out, I think It Man is the winner, but I do think an Indiana Jones month would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'm down for that too.
All right. I think we have our answer.
All right.
So It Man.
It Man's the winner.